This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
8:15, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Barry Irwin, Chief Policy Officer for Leaders for a Better Louisiana, and talk about Louisiana's well-being trending up. How you doing, Barry?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. So tell me about the Leaders for a Better Louisiana. What is that?
Well, we are a group, as you may recall, used to be Cable Council for a Better Louisiana and Committee of 100 for Economic Development. Merged at the beginning of this year, and so now we're basically a new organization made up of a lot of the same pieces and parts of the old one, but that's who we are, and we've got a lot of things going on, and this Indicators Project is one of them.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, we started this actually back in 2023, and the idea was to take about 35 indicators that really kind of together kind of give us a picture of the state's overall well-being and track them year to year to see if we're making progress. So they're in big areas like education and workforce, the economy, you know, health and well-being, infrastructure, that type of thing. So, you know, the good news is this year we're a little bit better than we have been in the year since we've been doing it. I'll go back to last year, really, because it was very disappointing. Out of these 35 indicators, we had 16 going in the right direction. We had 16 going in the wrong direction, and then we had three that stayed about the same. That was not very good. This year, a little improvement. We got 20 going in the right direction. We have 13 going in the wrong direction and two about the same. So, you know, not exactly where we want to be. We want to be seeing progress across the board. But the good news is, I mean, this is the best in terms of the numbers that we've seen since we started tracking it in 3 years, and hopefully it's something we can build on.
Yeah, you know, it's easy to look at a list of indicators. How do you even go about determining what indicators you're going to look at to see about the overall well-being of the state, or at least to a metric, or at least how do you gauge it?
Yeah, I mean, we looked around the country. There are actually a lot of states that do this type of thing. Particularly, we looked at Texas and Arizona, which both have some projects similar to this that have been going on for some time. We didn't just copy their things, but we kind of looked at things that are important. I mean, we know certain things in the education area are critical. Kindergarten readiness, we know third grade reading is a real barometer. Eighth grade math, those kind of stand out. We know we need to increase our education attainment. That's important. The economy are things we think about all the time and talk about. Population, out-migration, jobs, those type of things. So really, it's easy to come up with a long list. It's actually a little harder to kind of narrow them down a little bit, but we came up with 35 of them.
Tell me what some of them are.
You know, the big ones, I think, in education, kindergarten readiness, as I mentioned, how are we doing reading and math? You know, how about, you know, our ACT scores, graduation rates, education attainment? Those are the things you would think about. Again, with the economy, again, the population numbers, employment, you know, median income. We're really also tracking, you know, some of that work like the Tax Foundation does in terms of our competitiveness with our tax structure and those types of things. Health and well-being, you know, life expectancy, infant mortality, low birth weight babies, obesity, heart disease, things that, you know, you would think of in those kind of areas. We put crime in that because we're talking about well-being. infrastructure, roads and bridges, of course, and broadband. And then with the environment and energy, we're looking at kind of air quality. We're also looking at, you know, the quality of water in terms of the water systems we have. We got some issues with our rural and small water systems. Make sure we have safe drinking water.
You talking about aquifers?
No, I'm talking about really the smaller rural water systems, where those systems themselves have safety and compliance issues that have been going on.
The purification plants.
Yeah, the plant.
Okay.
And we've got more than 1,000 in our state. We don't think we have that many. We've got more than 1,000 across the state of these water systems. Mm-hmm. Big public ones that we're all aware of, but lots of small ones around the state where together a lot of people get their drinking water.
What about the areas that are going in the wrong direction?
I think we see the biggest areas in the wrong direction kind of in those health and well-being indicators. I mean, our life expectancy rate is going down. Very disappointing thing right there, if you think about it. Low birth weight babies are still a problem there. Infant mortality, food insecurity, those types of things. Those are the areas where we saw the most, you know, or see the most chronic, I guess, you know, hard to overcome issues. We're seeing some in some other areas, but frankly, there are things where I think we have an easier chance of making some progress. For instance, poverty rate and child poverty rate, those are bad. Those numbers are not good right now. But we're seeing some other things in the economy, I think, to give us hope to say we can deal with that. You know, some of these other, you know, kind of chronic health issues, they are a little bit more, you know, really difficult to get underneath and try and tackle.
Now,
I think the good news is,
well, let me take a break. Let me take a break. You can give us the good news when we come back, all right, Barry? Because we got to look at traffic here. Barry Irwin, Chief Policy Officer for Leaders for Better Louisiana. Talking about Louisiana Factbook, Facts for the Future, Better Louisiana Indicators, measuring the state's well-being, trending up year to year. We'll talk about the good news when we come back. 820 Traffic Now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on a beautiful Monday morning, September 8th. Hurricane season's quiet. We'll take it, right? And I guess a faux fall. I'm Barry Irwin, Chief Policy Officer for Leaders for a Better Louisiana. That's what I would call it, a faux fall. It seems like it, not really, but a little hint. Tell me about this Louisiana Factbook, Facts for the Future. What's the good news?
Yeah, I think a couple of areas stand out. One is kind of the same thing we saw last year where, you know, we've talked a lot about the improvement we've seen in some of our education indicators at the national level. Well, they're largely showing up, you know, in the local data, too. So that's very positive. Eighth grade math improving, mastery across grades 3 through 8 in kind of all the subjects together, improving ACT scores, actually holding flat. But when the rest of the nation went down, that actually made our rankings go up. So that was actually a positive in a way. Mm-hmm. But really good news in terms of education attainment and more kids graduating from high school with a credential or, you know, some kind of college credit. Those are all good things. And so we're seeing a lot of positive stuff there. I think the thing that stuck out a little bit this year was on the economy. We actually saw some population growth, which it wasn't huge, but if you kept up with the numbers, and I know you have, you know, the last 5 years, we have been losing people. Our population numbers have been going down year after year. So we kind of reversed that a little bit. Still have an out-migration problem, but almost cut that in half in terms of the numbers leaving. But I think the good news, too, is on the job growth. We saw some really good info there in terms of, getting back to pre-COVID levels. We actually cracked the 2 million employed mark for the first time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
10 years. Now, that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. That's a number that we've kind of seen as a benchmark of where we wanted to be at least consistently. But we've been below that, and we got up to that. And the last thing there is we actually outgrew the nation in terms of job growth over the last year, which is something we don't do that often. So I think some positive things in that area. And one last thing I'll say, we went down in one area of dealing with tax competitiveness, mm-hmm. but that one's going to go up as soon as the new numbers from the Tax Foundation come out a little bit later this year because of the changes we made last year during the special session. So some positive stuff in the economy and in education.
So in migration, which is a big thing, you're talking about increasing numbers, not losing people, right?
Well, what we actually did, we have been losing people in terms of out-migration for years.
Okay.
So we've still got an out-migration problem.
But not as bad.
The overall population number did go up. So we did have population growth in general, which, you know, was in spite of the out-migration numbers, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and when you talk about job growth, is there any measure of types of jobs? Are we talking service industry, or do you know?
It's kind of across the board, but we're seeing it in our traditional sectors, certainly hospitality and that type of thing, but also really, you know, in manufacturing, construction, healthcare related fields, all of those things. I think the good thing about this one too is, you know, these numbers are the numbers that are out, you know, that they lag a little bit behind. They don't reflect some of the policy changes we've made recently or these big new announcements that we've had about Meta and Hyundai and those types of things. So I think you're going to see more continued growth in this. So that's a positive, I think.
When it comes to improving on what you've improved upon already, what are the next steps in improving on those things that have not gone up?
You know, I think the biggest one in education is one that has kind of stuck out for the last few years, and that is kindergarten readiness. We have been going down in terms of kindergarten readiness. Primarily, that's through reading screenings. I'll just, you know, cut to the chase there. But that number has been going down. When we have been placing such an emphasis as we have on early reading, to have our kids, before they get to kindergarten, you know, prepared worse or at least less prepared than they were before, that is something we have to turn around. And again, that's early childhood education and those types of things.
Thank you, Barry. I appreciate your time. I really do. Barry Irwin, Chief Policy Officer for Leaders for a Better Louisiana. Nice to have some good news. We're going to talk to Brian Lagarde when we come back, criminologist and executive director of Project NOLA. He says the Cantrell administration released sensitive crime footage to a reality show without their permission. We're going to talk about that when we come back. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll talk with Dr. Ron Bailey, professor and chief of psychiatry at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, about suicide. It's Suicide Prevention Month and more coming up. So stay with us right now. We pause for WWL First News. For that, we go to our news director, Dave Cohen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.